Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive towards first. Fondi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Mixes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive towards third. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn takes first base on ball 4. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball towards right. Mueller settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mueller. Cooper moves to second. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixis strikes out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mueller moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball towards left. Baumholtz catches it and throws to third to double up Mueller. Lockman tags and scores. Thompson tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Jackson moves to third. King moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays throws the ball into Williams, who tags Banks trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jackson scores. King moves to third. One out. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. King tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hearn bunts towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. Harris moves to second. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 0-for-1 in the game. Minor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixes bunts towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mixes for the out. Minor moves to second. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mixes. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. Mueller moves to third. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Mixes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. King bunts towards the mound. Hearn juggles the ball. That's an error on Hearn. Jackson moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks strikes out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monty Irvin pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Sid Gordon pinch hits for Jim Hearn. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon bunts towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to third. Irvin moves to second. One out. Bobby Hoffman pinch hits for Davey Williams. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is walked intentionally. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harris tags and scores. Irvin tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mueller hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Catt now catching. Paul Giel now pitching. Bobby Hoffman now playing second base. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mixes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Mixes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson juggles the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baumholtz bunts towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. King hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Paul Giel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Giel reaches second base with a double. Jim Davis now pitching. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giel scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lockman bunts towards the mound. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoffman moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to third. Lockman moves to second. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi juggles the ball. That's an error on Fondi. Hoffman scores. Lockman scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 5-2, Giants. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays is walked intentionally. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Mays moves to third. It's 6-2, Giants. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Harris reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. Dark moves to third. It's 7-2, Giants. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0 for 1 in the game. Cat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Giel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Giel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Banks reaches second base with a double. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fondi is called out on strikes. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.